Wednesday in the fourth week of Lent. From the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus say the Lord, in the time of favor I answer you. On the day of salvation I help you, and I have kept you and given you as a covenant to the people, to restore the land and allot the desolate heritage. Say to the prisoner, come out. To those in darkness, show yourself. Along the way they shall find pasture. On every bare height shall their pasture be. They shall not hunger or thirst, nor shall the scorching wind or the sun strike them. For he who pity them leads them and guide them beside spring of water. I will cut a road to all my fountain and make my highway level. See, some shall come from afar, other from the north and the west, and some from the land of Zion. Sing out, O heaven, and rejoice, O earth. Break forth into song, you mountain, for the Lord comforts his people and show mercy to his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you. The Gospel according to St. John. Jesus answered the Jew, my Father is at work until now, so I am at work. For this reason, they try all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus answered and said to them, amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will also do. For the Father loved the Son, and show him everything that he himself does, and he will show him greater work than this, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raised the dead and give life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he had given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father had life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself, and he gave him power to exercise judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tomb will hear his voice and will come out. Those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I zert at I hear, and my zertman is zert. Because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. Sending the theme. God love and care for his people. Many authors of scripture compare God's love for people with other kind of love, but none could wholly express God's love. For example, Hosea compared God's love as intimate as the love between husband and wife. But the Israelites betray God's love. Isaiah compared God's love as mother love for her children. But a mother can forsake her children, and her children can reject her love for them. St. John used the image of the vine and the branches to express the importance of unity, but couldn't express other aspects, such as education and love. Today, reading center on God's love. In the first reading, the prophet Isaiah wanted to tell the Israelites who were miserable living on the exile that God still loved and cared for them. He already had a plan to liberate them from the exile and to bring them back to their nation to rebuild everything. God shall be their shepherd to guide and to care for them. In the gospel, God, out of his immense love for humankind, sent his only son to love, to care for, and to heal people. The first reading. God constantly cares for his people. First, the vision about the day in which God set people free. Today's passage belongs to the Deuteronomy Isaiah. This book was written during the exile. Even though the Israelites were miserably lived on the exile, God already had a plan to liberate people and to lead them back to their native land as the prophet. And now, in a time of favor, I answer you. On the day of salvation, I help you to restore the land and our Lord, the desolate heritage, saying to the prisoner, come out, to those in darkness, show yourself. Isaiah used the image of the good shepherd to express God's loving care for his people. Along the way, they shall find pasture. On every bare height shall their pasture be. They shall not hunger or thirst, nor shall the scorching wind or the sun strike them. For he who pities them lead them and guide them beside spring of water. This is the image of the Messiah whom God will send to his people to care for them. We can find the fulfillment of this passage in the Gospel of John, when Jesus announced that he is the good shepherd. He comes so that his flock can live and fully live. Second, God never forgets his people. God still watch over his people during the exile. When the Israelites lived a suffering life during the exile, they thought that God forgot them. As many cry out, the Lord had forsaken me, my Lord had forgotten me. In reality, God still watch over and care for his people's life. One thing which showed this care was that God unceasingly sent his prophet to console, to encourage, and to give them a hope that the exile is only temporary. If they recognize their sin and repent it, God shall set them free from the exile. People hope for that day to come. God looks for that day more than his people. That day shall be joyful, as the prophet said, "Sing out, O heaven, and rejoice, O earth. Break forth into song, you mountain, for the Lord comforts his people and show mercy to his afflicted." Second, God's love is deeper than mother love. There is no love which is deeper than mother love, but there are still mothers who wickedly kill the child in her womb. God guaranteed the everlasting of his love for Israel's life. Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even she should forget, "I will never forget you." The Gospel. God gave his only son to people. Third, God controls everything on the Sabbath. The Jews accused Jesus that he violated the Sabbath law when he commanded the paralytic for 38 years to carry his mat on the Sabbath. Jesus answered them, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work." God doesn't completely rest on the Sabbath. This fact is so obvious to all Israel scholars. Philo, an Israel philosopher, said, "God never ceases to work, as the character of fire is to burn, the character of snow is to freeze. God's character is to work." Another wrote, "The sun still shines, river flow. All progressive or producing and dying are still happening on the Sabbath as on other day, and those are God's work." The truth is that God stopped to create on the Sabbath, but other works such as to serve, to love, to have compassion, to control the universe, etc., must unceasingly continue. What Jesus wanted to say to the Jew was, even on the Sabbath, God still loved and healed. He must do the same because he was sent to love and to heal. For this reason, the Jew tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Second, God bestowed on Jesus the true power. First, the power to give life. "For just as the Father raised the dead and give life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes." This power was manifested through miracles in which Jesus raised the dead. In John's Gospel, chapter 11, Jesus raised Lazarus after 3 days in the tomb to show that he had the power to give life. The life which Jesus had isn't about the physical life, but also the divine life which he will receive from the Father, as he said, "For just as the Father had life in himself, so also he gave to his Son the possession of life in himself." People could take away his physical life, but can never take his divine life away. It is the divine life which he can raise the dead and resurrect himself after 3 days in the tomb. Second, power to judge. "Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he hath given all judgment to his Son. nor did the Father desert anyone, but he had given all judgment to his Son, so that may all honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. The Father and the Son don't actually judge people, but people judge themselves when they must face Jesus. If they don't believe Jesus as sending to them by the Father, they already judge themselves. But if they believe in him, they shall not be judged, as Jesus declared, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life." Application in life. We should believe in this absolute truth. No one loves us like God. God's love was deeply expressed through giving his only Son, so that he could express God's love in action, to teach, to heal, and to die for us. God not only loves, but also has power to do all things. He desires and he has power to bestow all good things for human beings. We serve a lovely and powerful God. We should completely entrust our life in his hand. Amen.